a lot of the day is filled with waiting in line and listening to folks, going through a checklist of about 14 items. Most of them are medical or mental related, or health related, I should say. Each day they go through some of the items on the checklist, and in about a week they're done with the list and can go home. But what happens is, you know, they wake up early in the morning, they have breakfast, they have a, what they call a first formation with everyone assembled in this courtyard, and then they figure out what they're going to do that day, and then they wait in line and do what they have to do for processing. It's usually after lunchtime, they are on their own, smoke cigarettes, use the computer. A lot of folks go to the gym and work out.
And what's the mood like? How do people feel who were there being out-processed?
A lot of patience is required because they know that they're almost home soon. But all the people that we spoke to understood the process, understood that this is what has to be done before they get home. And it's worth their while to go through the process thoroughly, because if they don't and they skip out, they might miss on medical or other benefits that they're entitled to while they're still on active duty. And that's the most important part. They have to go through this process methodically, because once they're not on active duty and they discover they might have a health problem or some other issue, it's very difficult to get a benefit for that problem. It's a lot easier if they discover it and start working on it while they're in uniform being processed.
Are they happy to be coming home?
Everyone is looking forward to coming home. Some have jobs, some don't. One is a helicopter pilot. Another one is about to move to Moab, Utah. He doesn't have a job, doesn't know what he wants to do at this point. Another one is a tank mechanic at Mountain Home. They're anxious to get home. Even if they don't have a job, they're anxious to get there and start seeing what opportunities await them.